This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Nearly a month into the Israel-Hamas war, Israeli troops advanced towards Gaza City Thursday with no end in sight to the violence. Associated Press correspondent Sab Mendick reports from Jerusalem.
The advance so far appears to be coming at three fronts. One is from the northeast of Gaza. The other is from the south of Gaza City, where Israel is trying to take that main north-south access. And the third is from the northwest corner. Israel said that it has killed dozens of Hamas militants, including top commanders, and that it has taken out key infrastructure as well. It has also said that it has lost more than a dozen soldiers since this began. As Israel is continuing its offensive, it is continuing to be fired upon from within Gaza as well as within the region. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels from Yemen said that they have shot drones and missiles into Israel and that they will continue to do so until Israel stops its aggression. Sam Mednick with the Associated Press in Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, foreigners and Palestinians with dual nationalities were departing Gaza through the Rafah border crossing Thursday. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Among the crowd was Palestinian-American Susan Basisio, who has been in Gaza since Ramadan of this year, but says she has not been able to leave.
I was supposed to leave on Sunday, and it was the second day of war, and I couldn't just leave my family behind and say bye-bye, I'll see you on the other side. So I stayed in Gaza.
Following a deal between Israel, Egypt, and Hamas, which the United States has designated as a terrorist organization, at least 400 foreign citizens from several countries crossed into Egypt on Wednesday from an initial list of 500 individuals. The reopening of the Rafah border crossing on Thursday aims to facilitate the departure of more foreigners seeking to leave Gaza. Steve Miller, VOA News.
More on this and all the stories we're covering today can be found on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.